Blog Talk Radio.
That wasn't Sweet Pea.
My attic is full of pages, full of crazy cluttered spaces that you could not cross. My attic is full of bones and full of hope, of young emotions that just won't grow up. I keep hiding the keys in all these places even I can't find. Hoping one day you'll find them all and I will let you see inside my attic. Inside this olive skin or paper thin illusions that I'm tougher than I. I'm guarded, castle walls from all the falls and breakup calls I never should have been. But don't go pushing too hard, I'm not so easy to manipulate. Numbers can't begin to calculate. My attic is up the stairs and waiting there on lonely nights. They keep me wide awake.
Oh my goodness, the drama that went on during that song, just FYI. I tried to call back in 4 times. I was completely gone. Drop, 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 and drop. Please, let's not have that go on during this whole show. Oh, hello, Rex. Hello to the world. This is Blog Talk Radio. Oh, I am Sweet Pea. Welcome to Sweet Discussion. We are part of All Poetry, a lovely group, and inside that group, we are a team of voices, and tonight this is Sweet Pea on Sweet Discussions, and we're going to be talking about Pink, the incredible artist that I love and adore. So I know I have Rackentor. Hello, 603.
I'm not telling you who I am anymore, so you remember my number.
Oh, good God. Sky, I need to get my ass kicked. My God. You know, I even have a phone number, like, in my phone. I look at it all the time, and I do not know why. I do not know it. You should. You should
look
kill my
ass. Look what I wrote on the board.
I am such an ass. I was such an ass. I'm sorry. I really am. I'm an ass. So the song
you
I played
have
was 5P. Oh, my God. Formerly known as Alicia Beth Moore, who I found out some very interesting facts for, about. Actually, she considers herself and identifies as a Jew. I did not know that. I find that fascinating. She's married to Corey Hart. She's born in 1979. She's 41, and she's 5'4". So
So as a child, she, from like little tiny child up until like 12, she studied to be a gymnast. I can see that. And she does that all the time, which kind of explains all her acrobatic hoo-ha and woo-ha and wow, you know, a lot of her stage performances. I think she's amazing. I love her to death, and I can't wait to talk about her tonight. And thank you, my loves, for joining me, even though I'm kind of discombobulated and crazy. And
we like it that way.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I did not hang up on you. The studio hung up on me. I hung up on you. Only Rack seems to have the magic little tapping fingers to do what he does and stay in the studio. Oh, God. Oh. I just need to smack me. I will go and spank myself and thrash myself with my little whip later today at the altar, okay? I'll be flogging myself with beaded beads, okay? Sorry. Everyone, I will be flogging. I'll be flogging. I did not send back the picture of the frog, even though I think I might. I think he would find that humorous. But
Flog Talk Radio.
Flog Talk Radio. Oh. I have a lot of people not coming, but a lot of SoundClouds. I'm missing people.
Yeah.
I'm getting upset, but I don't know if I should be getting upset because they're still participating. But I miss interaction. This is a discussion show. How long do I have this guy?
An hour.
Oh, I got my sky for an hour. I love you. So what do you like about Pink Pink?
What do I like about Pink?
Yeah.
Pink.
Oh, yeah. I love her. I love her since in my early teens. In my early teens, she came out with Family Portrait, and I've been hooked ever since. I think she's a strong, positive woman. I remember the speech she did. It was very moving. It was about her daughter, how her daughter came home, and her daughter was telling her that she was ugly. She, you know, the kids said I was ugly or whatever, and things like that. And the mom said, you know, her daughter, she's like, you don't think I get that? Sure, I have a very masculine, you know, physique, and my hair is short, and do you think I'm beautiful? And her daughter says, yes. And, you know, she went through this whole thing about beauty with her daughter. It was a beautiful speech. I don't know if you've seen it. But it was very, very moving.
I love that speech. Love that.
Oh. Yeah, so I think she has a very good, you know, positive image. She, you know, her lyrics, her music is always really true. It's true, I guess. There is some of it's crazy, some of it's a mess. I like when people aren't afraid to say, yeah, I'm a little a mess, but it's okay. We're going to be fine. And I think growing up, seeing her progression, you know, people, they often, you know, they grow through the years as people, and through her music, you could definitely see that. You can see that lost person a little bit in the beginning when she opens with Family Portrait, which to this day is my favorite one, and because it was the first song that I think it was one of the first songs that I heard by her, and I was very, very young, and I could really relate to that. And up until now, when she's going through and she's not afraid to get messy, like I said, and she's not afraid to be real. So I actually really like Pink. So it's a good topic.
Thank you. I absolutely love that. As a matter of fact, this guy, because he brought it to me, and it is one of my favorite things ever, I am going to do this. And I am going to have you read that speech.
Oh, my God. You're going to make me read it?
Yes.
All right. You should have uploaded to SoundCloud, dude. All right.
that would be cheating.
You want me to find the speech and upload it into the studio while you run the show, or you want me to read it?
Either or. You can upload it and cheat.
Are you getting shy on us, Guy?
It is a beautiful speech. If you want to hear it in Pink's voice, if you want to hear it in Pink's voice, you can upload it. I just like the speech.
I mean, yeah, I like Pink's voice. If you're going to listen to my poem in my voice,
right,
you got to hear Pink. All right, I'll see if I can
find it. All right, that's fine. I found it.
I like it in Sky's voice.
All right. I know, but it is beautiful in Pink's voice, but I love it. But that way, anybody that doesn't get to hear it, they can read it. It is there. It is gorgeous. It's very important. I think it's a very important statement. I think it's great. So, Sky, guess what I did? I forgot to tell you. I didn't talk to you about this. But guess what I did? Just so that everybody else knows in the whole world, I went to my first gay pride parade. I had the best time ever.
Awesome. Did you wear any, like, rainbows or anything?
No, I did not. But I will tell you that I have been very, very involved in the LGBTQ community, even though I'm pretty sure I didn't put all those letters correctly because it hasn't been named that my entire life. So, you know, I'm sorry if I don't get all the letters right, but I love and support the entire community. And we were just out, and I'm like, oh, hey, let's go on. Let's go party. Let's do our thing. It is a blast. We had so much fun. And I don't know why we don't have one every day of the year. I had so much fun. And I just want to say they put the gay in the gay. I don't know if that would be correct or not, but I don't care. I just think that we need to really understand what it is, what it's about. And I haven't, well, last month was about, because today's the first. But anyway, it's important we recognize people as people, and I really want to sincerely say that this is my statement. Doesn't mean any Blog Talk Radio, Team of Voices, or All Poetry agrees or is part of this, but it's very important to me that people are treated like humans, as humans, for humans. And as Pink says, we're all pink inside. So that's my statement. I love you guys. Love humans, for humans, against humans. There is no such thing as one right for one person and one right for another person. We all have rights to be alive, happy, and loved. So I will move on. And this is why we're doing Pink, by the way, tonight, because that's what she inspires me to be.
Fabulous.
So fabulous and adorable, and I love that. All right.
Silence.
Silence. Yeah, I got a weird. Never mind. Blah. Three dead. Saw a bird. I saw a bird.
It's because I was multitasking.
No, me. I saw a bird and I went, ooh, I saw a bird. Well, Kay wrote to the song. Kay wrote to the song I started with. So she wrote to My Attic, which is a song I played at the beginning of my show. So I am going to put her on the board and start with that. I'm going to put her on the board. I don't have my pretty bird tonight, which makes me cry. I miss my pretty bird. And I hope she's doing okay. I love you, my baby. And I am going to start my gorgeous, gorgeous little kitty. Hola, hola, hola. Where are you? And hola, Frank. Hola. Hola, from the top, because I don't speak Spanish at all. And here we go.
You're the keto taco boom.
Here we go. By Kay. Hibiscus frogging, cresses a milk of flesh. Moonlit twirl won't happen earth well behavedly. Raindrops, jasmine the crimson circuit of barren fields. Fresh linen draped on the line in the wake of unhampered backfelding. Coiling platinum rusts betwixt and between whiskey strides. Clementines of granite. Corroded root clipping accelerates. Opposition of candor crops denominations. Formalities of graciousness undertakes. Crest in the carpeted upon naked feet, drawn a veil over consignments. Upon the porcelain throat, ribbons of rock-salted trinkets, weaving a regimental banner, odors of a haze, and shadows taken no notice of, info.
Wow. Yeah, that's gorgeous, and it definitely plays into the lyrics of, you know, in your attic. Raindrop gas and the crimson circuit of barren fields, fresh linen drapes on the line in the wake of an unhampered back building. This is just, as usual, okay, stunning language. It leaves, you know, so much to ponder and, you know, what's going on, and there's secrets and there's sadness and there's a haunting and corroded meat clippings. I love that line. You know, and if you don't want anybody in your mind or you want to walk someone into their mind, one thing I love about the song Your Attic is you're begging someone to go ahead and read my mind and get in there and see what it's all about, and then you're like, oh, but wait, if I do, are you really going to be able to love me? Are you going to want me? Are you going to be a part of who I really am? It's kind of that back and forth. And upon the porcelain throat, ribbons of rock, sculpted trinkets. That, another great line, upon the porcelain, ribbons of rock, sculpted trinkets. Huh. You know, rock salt is something that's solid and yet can burn and then dissolve right away when it's wet. I found that an intriguing group of words put together. And I'm going to be quiet and go ahead and hand this over to Raconteur and then Scott.
Yeah, I couldn't hear too well. It was a little low, but what I did here, I enjoyed. I love the idea of inviting someone into your mind, the attic being your mind, a metaphor for your mind in this case, at least to me. You know, there's always that cliche about, you know, people being afraid of what they're going to find in there and things like that. And, you know, it's a testament to a relationship. You really have to care about someone to let them in and see those secrets. It's not something that kind of happens by itself. It's something that you work your way up to be sure. It's a delicate process, and she wrote to that, I think, very well, and tied it into the song as well. The song speaks to that to begin with. So, yeah, she did a great job writing to the song. I really enjoyed it, Kay. And Sky, what did you think? Sorry.
Well, I have read this before because it was written originally for my show with Lord of the Rings and Aragorn, you know, in Aragorn's voice. What do you fear, fear lady? And, of course, in reply, you know, Eowyn replies, a cage to stay behind bars until youth and old age accept them, and all chance of doing great deeds is gone beyond recall or desire. And the second one, and their own heart changed, for at least she understood it, and the winter passed and the sun shone upon her. So I can definitely see how Kay would take these two quotes and this piece that is related to that opening song and the undertones and its messages. And I think that there's such a beautiful connection in many, you know, stances of literature and music and lyrics and writing, that when we start to see connections in our writing and different places of inspiration and see how they all tie in, it really speaks of the human condition as a whole and how we all are connected. And I just was just talking about this piece the other day because I was saying to her, if you remember that piece you wrote and you wrote hibiscus in it, because I really love that. Her language is always so brilliant. Raindrop jasmines, the crimson circuit of the barren field, fresh linen droop in the line in the wake of unhampered backfield. And I really love those two lines, the way she pairs language, the way she describes. And again, this way where I remember thinking the first time I read this, how there is this fear of or this feeling of being caged and perhaps not being hindered, but then again the freedom at the end and that turn. And I really I really enjoy that. I thought she nailed it pretty well. Very well done.
I absolutely agree. It's like looking into someone's mind and going, So this is what you will give and take, or what you're willing to give and what you're willing to take in life. It was a really brilliant piece. All right. Let us see.
And that thing is uploaded for you. It says 0-tweet.
All right. Lovely. Let's listen to that tweet. It's on the board if anybody wants to read along. Sorry, I'm correcting a puppy. Get down.
Correct a puppy.
I'm sorry, it says 0 what?
0 sweet.
I'm sorry, Sky.
0-sweet. I'm actually, yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to check the volume because obviously I did not check that.
Okay. All right. Let me refresh my studio. Okay. Hello, I got to say hello to someone. Hello, 512.
Hello there.
How are you, friend?
Hello there, sweet. Doing all right. I hear something in the background. Am I missing something?
No, we're probably missing the thunderstorm in my room.
Oh, all right. All right. No, no, it's not a problem.
I have
just
a huge
bit...
thunderstorm going on around me. So I'm soft and loud. And everything's kind of going in and out for me, so I apologize in advance.
I've been hung up on
3 times. Well, on the board is a speech by Pink, which we're going to go ahead and play her SoundCloud right now.
All right.
Oh, this is 27 minutes. This is not, I don't think, what we want. So we're only going to play the first part of it. Okay?
You mean the
it
one in
absentia? Wait, I did the wrong one. I'm sorry. Do something else.
All right.
I'll fix it.
That's Kai.
She downloaded the show.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, this is a bit much.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It was 3 minutes. I must have did something wrong. I'll fix it. Just kidding. Hold on.
Just kidding. All right.
Go about your business, and I will.
We'll do that. We'll go about what we were doing, and we'll do it. Got it. All right. So I think next, if I can find my way back to what I was doing, where was I? Okay. We will go ahead and do Steven. Steven, where are you? Steven, come here. All right. Steven did it on the song Numb. And let's see. Let's talk about Numb for a minute. Numb has some really great lyrics in it. I laid there quiet, watched you have your way with me. I might have cried. The tears were silent. Inside, you see. You called me names, made me feel like I was numb. I didn't feel a thing, and now I'm gone, gone, gone. I was weak before, now you made me so numb. I can't feel much for you anymore. I gave you all, my baby. I'm numb, numb, numb. So those are kind of sinister and interesting little lyrics. So let's go over to Steven. Mr. Steven. Steven 76, and we'll get his up on the board, and he's got a SoundCloud. So much fun I have to do all this by myself. I love it.
You
all
know
right.
What was really fun? When I was loading, I was like, I wonder why this load, when it was loading, it was going so slow, and I'm like, why is this loading so slow? It's because it was 20 minutes. I'm like, this is the slowest upload I've ever had. When you're ready, it is in there, and it's all set, and it's the right one now.
All right, well, we're going to listen to Steven first. He's on the board, and then we will go back to Pink's little speech. All right, here we go.
School Grounds or Hunting Grounds by Steven 76. Frailty trigger registers question. Follicles hiding pupils of uncertainty. anxious acne apprentice, bones covered by skin, skeleton trainee. Turn hands counterclockwise, back to whelped upside-down trash can beatings. Locks sticky and thick with carbonated syrup, weeping for help that never came. Beanpole headlocked, gagging pleads. Weakest link, wide-eyed to heckling crowded chuckles. Twisted beanstalk breast buds in filled taunting stairwells, viewing pained sanctuary. Salivating, gummed digit, drenching the percussion deep in broomstick waxed canal. Stalled enamel whirlpooled sewer streaks dripping from string bean sweated brows through every fearful frown. Downturned freckled hat rack turtle sans shell, alone. Afraid of echoing locker slammed halls, wooden floored courts, and piss yellow tile, where the hunter awaits his prey. End poem.
Now, this is awesome. I mean, this is just absolutely stunning. Twisted beanstalk breast buds and still haunting stairways, viewing pain sanctuary. I love that stanza. And I also love afraid of echoing locker slammed halls, wooden floored courts and piss yellow tiles where the hunter awaits his prey. This is such an outstanding stop bullying, speak out kind of poem. It really kind of speaks from the victim's point of view and, you know, weeping for the help that never came and how, you know, this is ridiculous. Why are we even here in this kind of age where people can just see and look and go about what's, you know, healthy? And this is something Pink is all about. No bullying. Everyone should be treated equal. This is ridiculous. And just the brazen way Stephen put this, I absolutely am honored that he brought this to the show. Way to be, Stephen. I really, really like this. Frank, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so Frank, right here. First of all, my thought is a very serious issue, of course. You know, the poem was an amazing poem. It spoke about a painful reality that fortunately many endure daily. The pain is palpable here, the message above all. Right from the notion that it gave to the voice of the victims there who've had to endure this type of bullying here, past, present, you know. I really did like the quality of the poem here and the message there, you know, because for the most part, these type of activities do happen and occur mostly in our young adolescents there, you know, when we are in school, you know, tutelage and so be it. And it was very powerful. I was very taken by this poem. Yeah, I was writing the message there, saying how much I really enjoyed the message of this piece here. It's very, very compelling.
Absolutely. And Raconteur.
Yeah, there was a definite sense of schoolyard vulnerability in this. I think the phrase he used was acne apprentice. All the growing pains and unfortunate hormonal changes and things when growing up, you know, being a scrawny little kid and kind of growing into yourself and all those other things. She's got all that layered in here in a beautiful way. And, you know, those are all the things that, you know, the schoolyard bullies kind of gravitate towards, you know. Anyone, you know, that with any kind of wry sense of humor, that's all targets right there. It's stuff to pick on. You know, the big nose, the big ears, the acne. I mean, that those are all right there. That they're all triggers and targets. And, of course, it makes someone feel self-conscious and whatnot. And it kind of, you know, perpetuates the cycle because there's really because it's observational, there's almost no defending it, you know. Obviously, the person doesn't have, you know, much choice about it. It's not like, you know, you're making fun of their clothing or anything, but, you know, at the same time, even though there's nothing that they could do about it, it's still, you know, an unfortunate reality that they have to learn to live with and deal with. Some people get over it. Some people, quote unquote, grow out of it, you know, and some people just, you know, let it roll off their back. They're like, yeah, so? And, you know, it's one of those personality builders, I think, that he's kind of talking about. But, yeah, it was horribly relatable. I was lucky. My school years, I wasn't one of the people getting picked on because I had the mouse, so I was happily immune. So, but yeah, Stephen, this was a great poem.
All right, and then everybody say hi to Deb.
Hi to Deb.
Hello there.
Hi, Deb.
Hello there, Deb.
Who?
Hello there.
And then Sky, can I get yours? Comments?
Yes, I love this piece, and I was one of those unfortunate people that were not immune, Rack. So I think it's a wonderful, whether if you're immune or not, I know that we at least know one person who has gone through this, and to be honest with you, bullying doesn't school. I mean, it continues through adulthood more than people would like to admit, and I think that this piece speaks of such a wonderful advocacy of those that are in need and spreads awareness. And I think some people, they don't like to talk about too many things or, push things under the rug. So, oh, that's an uncomfortable topic. Oh, that's a really down topic. I don't really want to do that. And it's really important that we don't do that and that we do speak up and that we do speak out and stay strong and reach out and stop the bullying just as Stephen Gift there, go ahead and says, and his poem, it does it brilliantly, speaking of experience and trauma that can really affect a person a lifetime. So I think this is a wonderful spoken piece and spreads a word that needs to be brought to the table and brought to awareness to it. So excellent piece, Stephen.
And I'm going to roll into Pink's speech that's on the board. And then, Sky, we're going to have you roll right into your poem after that. So here we go.
Thank you. If I may, I just broke it. I just broke it. I know I don't have a lot of time, but if I may tell you a quick story. Recently I was driving my daughter to school, and she said to me, out of the blue, Mama, I said, yes, baby. She said, I'm the ugliest girl I know. And I said, huh? And she was like, yeah, I look like a boy with long hair. And my brain went to, oh my God, you're six, why? Where is this coming from? Who said this? Can I kick a six-year-old ass? Like, what? But I didn't say anything, and instead I went home, and I made a PowerPoint presentation for her. And in that presentation were androgynous rock stars and artists that live their truth, are probably made fun of every day of their life, and carry on and wave their flag and inspire the rest of us. And these are artists like Michael Jackson and David Bowie and Freddie Mercury and Annie Lennox and Prince and Janis Joplin and George Michael, Elton John. So many artists. Her eyes glazed over. But then I said, I really want to know why you feel this way about yourself. And she said, well, I look like a boy. And I said, well, what do you think I look like? And she said, well, you're beautiful. And I was like, well, thanks. But I said, when people make fun of me, that's what they use. They say that I look like a boy, or I'm too masculine, or I have too many opinions. My body is too strong. And I said to her, I said, do you see me growing my hair? She said, no, Mama. I said, do you see me changing my body? No, Mama. Do you see me changing the way I present myself to the world? No, Mama. Do you see me selling out arenas all over the world? Yes, Mama. Okay, so, baby girl, we don't change. We take the gravel and the shell and we make a pearl. And we help other people to change so that they can see more kinds of beauty. And to all the artists here, I'm so inspired by all of you. Thank you for being your true selves and for lighting the way for us. I'm so inspired by you guys. There's so much rad happening right now in music. And keep doing it. Keep shining for the rest of us to see. And you, my darling girl, are beautiful. And I love you. Thank you, MTV. This is a really special night. Thank you, Ellen. I couldn't love you more. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Thank you for uploading that, Sky. That is the famous speech from Pink to her daughter. And I absolutely love that. And thank you, Sky, for getting that uploaded. I appreciate that. And the whole speech is a couple clips up. I'm sorry, I didn't copy it and paste the whole one down. I apologize for that. So, Sky, if you're ready, your poem is up and ready to be read. Unless anybody
Thank
wants
you.
To comment on the speech.
It was a great speech.
It was a great speech.
Well, you
All
know,
right,
it's my favorite because I brought it up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So one thing I really love about Pink is a lot of her pieces are personal and honest, and they speak a lot of truth that I think people can relate to, and I think that's why people are drawn to her as not only a person and an artist. And it's so wonderful when artists can live up to their music and their art and actually be the backup it with the person that they are. And in all her interviews and all her speeches, she definitely does. So I brought the piece, I brought an old piece because I did not have time to write anything at all ever. And it was to the song Wild Heart Can't Be Broken. And I don't know if you know that song, but it is about having a voice and not being silent and standing up for yourself and not getting your heart broken, and I guess, and keeping your voice. So it reminded me of a piece I had wrote for my mother, and my mother's standing, my birth mother. And I don't have too many of her poems for her, so this is something a little different, but this is called Memoirs of an Irish Rose, by Sky Darko. One, there is a sadness in her eyes, one built of tragedy that is not hers to bear. He came home broken from war, laughter spiked down spine, and thuds of small shoes treading down hallways triggered ghosts. Phantom shells dropping each heel trip a mine and shadows panic. Her father had forgotten how to smile, and she was silent. Two, there are cracks on her skin, a breath of insecure language that mumbles, and instead of pushing voice through, she stutters, remembering the weight of hands bearing down on lips as villains stole youth upon kitchen tables while she was silent. Three, she shirks for love, but held very little worth, and his hands cradled violence. She convinced herself it was the goal. And when he stole family heirlooms to replace the taste of vain in vain, she forgave him. She only wept in darkness, folded in the palm of silence. Four. She fit like a peg in sidewalk, constantly tripping over social norms. Her wild smile and bright passion was always hushed, and over years that fire dwindled. Her words were found caught. Sorry was held at the end of almost every sentence. And as if to apologize for being too bold, too honest, to herself. And so she chose to be quiet. Five, I see those cracks, that sadness, learned the language of an insecure heart. But there are times when I see her burn so bright, it swallows that darkness, and I know her. Six, she says I am the only one who doesn't silence her, does not make her mold to rhythm. She says I have a strength and confidence. She looks at me with pride and makes me stand taller. And she says she hasn't a clue where I get my strength, my intelligence, my compassion. She treats takes credits for nothing. She stays silent. 7. But there is a song I once heard her sing, and as tears welled in her eyes, I know not of whom she may have been thinking of. But when I remember her and that old North Shore road, catching each line of wind beneath my wing, it makes me think at the times she smiled, all those crazy ideas she had of sledding on cardboard boxes in summer, of apple picking in the car dead of night illegally so that they were not wasted, going down the spaces and mattresses, singing without regard to volume. She taught me to draw outside the lines, to always be who I was meant to be. And when I told her I held no interest in dating whom I was expected to date, she was not upset. She did not yell. There wasn't even a flicker of disappointment. She simply said, I know. 8. She may not know it, but she taught me how to be strong, independent woman, to never conform myself to the will of others, to settle for less than I deserve. When I doubt my dreams, when I think I am not enough, she is always there, building me up again. For her love is never silent. End quote.
Wow. I am awed and just about speechless. This is stunning. It's beautiful. It's a powerful piece. It's sentimental. It's the kind of mother I might have been, with mattresses going down the stairs and cardboard boxes in the summer down grassy hills and picking apples after midnight, so because they taste sweeter when you steal them. I absolutely found this beautiful and fascinating, and I loved it. It's stunning and it's beautiful, Sky, and it took a lot of courage and heart and love to write it. Deb, your thoughts?
Thank you, Sweet.
I'm stuttering. I'm nearly speechless. There's so much in this, each piece. But let me think. I think I was down near 6. By then, I was like, oh, my gosh. She says, I'm the only one who doesn't silence her, doesn't make her mold to rhythms. She says, I have strength, a confidence. She looks at me with pride that makes me stand taller. And further down, and as tears welled in her eyes, I know not of whom she might have been thinking, but when I remember her on the old North Shore road, catching each line of wind beneath my wings, I think that this is, to use one of Sweet's words, it's stunning from start to finish, from the words to the emotions to the love to the pride to everything in between. It's an amazing, amazing poem, Sky.
Thank you, Deb.
And before we get the next comment, I'm going to weigh up. Welcome the fabulous, the amazing, the queen of all queens, Lady A.
Hey, guys.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hello
there, Lady
A. How are you?
So,
we get
I'm just listening in, and I...
Did you hear Sky's poem?
I heard the tail end of it. It was fantastic.
Okay.
Thank
As
you,
As always. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And Frank, your thoughts?
Yes, I too was taken by this poem here, the essence and nature of this poem. It was a very stunning piece. You know, without even knowing the depth, I mean, knowing the intimacy of your relation with her, you know, you at least was able to know something of this poem here. First of all, I have to commend you on sincerity. You know, not everyone opens up and reflects it through a poem. But I thought these lines were just wonderfully created. I could feel each and every line here. I could feel the sincerity reflected in this piece, how much she really meant, and how much you went, you know, the stages you went with her through your life, you know, and possibly now. I'm not sure if she's alive. I'm not going to ask. But okay. I sense there that I sense the stages of relationship that you had to go through with her and the things you had to bear with her, you know. And this poem was very deep, very profound. I really enjoyed the essence of the poem, Sky. I really commend you on this piece. It was an amazing, stunning piece.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Rock and tour.
Yeah, this is something that kind of hits really close to home for me. The idea, I have a poem I called Abandon, but that's just specifically towards applying what you're talking about to love and people that kind of they bury that emotion. The way that this is written, I really enjoy it because you can see it. Hollywood portrays it a lot. You know, there's that exuberant kid that's, you know, always like, you know, peppy, and everyone's like, you know, shut up, kid, you know, and that kind of thing. It reminds me of that. And, you know, when you force someone to stifle themselves, they literally kind of lose a piece of themselves. And I think that's really a sad thing, you know, because that aspect of someone's personality, when they let go and they do it with abandon, like I love to say, you know, it comes out, you could feel the connection they have to what they're doing, the exuberance, the release. It's such a beautiful thing to watch. And you know, it's very like you bring out in this poem, very visible when someone has to put that under a bushel and stifle it. You could tell when someone's not holding back, when they're not being themselves, when there's something that they want to say, and they're like, you know, oh no, you know, they could tell that there's going to be I want to say repercussions. You know, that there's going to be a reaction if they express themselves in that way. They've learned not to allow themselves that joy, and that's really sad, because to me, you know, I talk about this all the time. That's one of the things that, you know, that attracts me to a person, when they can set that stuff aside and just you know, that exuberance, that blissful, you know, I'm happy, I don't give a shit. You know, when someone does that without regard of anything around them and everything, as long as they're not hurting anyone, I think that's so beautiful. And you touch on that, you know, especially with someone's personality in particular. You know, it's their own view of the world. I really enjoyed this piece, Sky. Thank you.
Thank you, Rack.
All right, Rack, you are on the board, and we are ready to play you. Are you ready to? Oh, hold on. I'm going to say hello to someone first. Hello, 270.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Wade.
Hi, how you doing? I just noticed you. I didn't know you was on air tonight.
Good.
I thought I'd call in real quick. Cool beans.
Awesome.
How y'all doing?
We're good. We're going to listen to Rock.
All right, let's do it. I'm ready for Rack.
All right. Here comes Rack and Tour.
Cherished by Rack and Tour. You had no intention of making it easy, offering little hope to an arrogant smartass seeking your affection. The harder you tried to prove that you were broken, the more certain I was I'd uncovered perfection. I don't bother with hellos that only lead to contentious goodbyes, accumulating salinated droplets that fall indiscriminately from once placid eyes. My bones crack and pop like a geriatric clock as I wander the wreckage of a life come undone, searching for that which was once beautiful, but now only serves to blot out the sun. Convinced there will come a moment to justify the pain, somehow reigniting that spark, nurturing it gently to a roaring flame. hanging on to what once was, despite knowing things will never be the same, even if we can't repair the devastation, trying will never be in vain. Our future may be written in the stars, but it's our choice to walk together. Tell me you want me by your side, and it's there I will remain forever.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. That is absolutely stunning. Ask Amadeus. He loved it. I love that you did it to this song, Just Give Me a Reason, one of my favorites. And this, my bones crack and pop like a geriatric clock as I wander the wreckage of life come undone, marking time searching for that which was beautiful but only serves to blot out the sun. That is excellent stanza. It's one of, I think, my favorites you've written. I just want to embrace it and keep it. Wow. I keep saying wow because that's how I feel. Stunning stanzas, well put together, perfect fit to the prompt. You checked all the boxes, but you also checked that emotional box in me where I go, oh, damn, Rick, how do you do this every week after week? Beautifully, beautifully perfect. I just can't say that enough. It really hit me hard. Just knowing the song and how much it means to me. And, man, you did it. Thank you. Sky, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought this was excellent. And when you were reading, Rack, about, I want to say, mid-halfway through, a little bit before halfway through, I knew exactly what song you wrote to. I'm like, oh, this is Just Give Me a Reason. I know it. And I was pleasantly happy at the end when I seen there on the author's note that this was what you had provided this to. And you can definitely see the inspiration of those words and, of course, making it completely your own. I mean, this is My Bones Crack and Pop. Really, really love that. And then again, and you know, where was it? Hanging on to what once was despite knowing it'll never be the same, even if I can't repair the devastation, trying will never be in vain. And I think I have to say this about a lot of genres you write, but when you bring in the Hurt Locker or romance like this, you write with such a depth of emotion that people can really relate to and really delve into and feel themselves through your writing. I always really, really appreciate that with your writing. And in relationships, I think, you know, there's two kinds of people. There are those people that cling on because they're afraid to be alone. But then there's also those people, well, I guess there's three kinds, and then there's those people that don't want to be bothered, and that's it. Like, any bump in the road is like, all right, bye. And then there's those people that actually try in a healthy way and to positively work together to advance a relationship. And this piece speaks of, you know, you're not giving up on each other, but finding each other again. And I think that's important with relationships because, you know, they say that we as humans every decade or every so many years, we develop into completely different people because our minds develop and we change and we become different. So when you're together with someone for a long period of time and even over decades, it's kind of like you have to relearn each other and re-fall in love with each other and commit to one another all over again after so many years. And I truly believe in that. And I think that's the kind of feeling I get when I read this. It reminds me of that, that kind of commitment and to a person to make things last. Really, really well done.
Thanks.
And Wayne, your thoughts?
Well, Rack is back. Great read. Wonderful poem. You put me in the mood for love. I like the part two with the bone. I like my bones crack and pop like a Jurassic clock. That's a great little line there. It's amazing. And you know how to make the ladies tingle. You're the Don Juan, my man. Love it. Good job.
Thanks. way.
And Lady A, speak to me.
Well, I have to agree with everybody, what everybody said so far, and I really like that song that you based it on, too, and you do make a person swoon somewhat, and you can feel the... You can feel the sorrow, you can feel the love, you can feel the pain in that piece and the desire. But putting it all in the other person's lap, basically, tell me, I'll be there. I just love it.
Thank you, Lady.
Excellent. You're welcome.
Right.
Yes, I thought this was a very... powerful, very, very stirring poem. I can notice the pain, the yearning, which is palpable. But I went beyond that. What I saw here was just what Sky was saying. You know, what goes on in relationships. You know, whether or not they last or not, whether or not they endure or not. You know, only time will tell. Of course, we make the decisions there in relationships, and this is no exception to that rule there. I could tell, you know, just hearing you here and just going and reading the poem here, just that last stanza was just very powerful there. And you say, tell me you want me by your side, and it's there I will remain forever. Not only is that two beautiful lines there, that's just in poetic as well, I thought it's very reminiscent of what Sky was saying, you know, what happens in relationships when we still hang on and we still love that person there, but circumstances or other reasons keep us at a distance there. So you really gave a lot to think about in this poem here, and certainly I could relate to this. I've gone through this experience, so I really could understand this poem completely. Great job, my friend.
Thanks, Frank.
You're welcome.
Unmute, beautiful.
Div.
Hi, Wayne.
Wayne.
So,
my
what's
sweet.
Up, Frank? I think the sweet
Hello,
probably changed
I'm
it
here
all.
Now.
Oh,
there
she is.
No, I'm here. Good Lord. I'm like, ah, please don't let me do this. I'm not saying anything. I'm like, I'm going to read now, I hope. Okay. I think I'm going to read. All right,
we can hear you.
Good. All right. So this is Lovely Island, and this is the pink mean. Black mascara waterfalls cascade into the depths of funky cheeks, and pool into infinity under the red lipstick can. Cavern beyond lost miles. Shards of glass in our feet, refusing to retreat, we walked in the path of pain, smiling and playing pretend. Pretty flowers bloom in piles of manure, beautiful for all to see. Strip the petals and find nothing but weeds. Butterflies guide in the metamorphosis of change between giggles and harshness. Kindness and heartless. Wanting a clown's face with teardrops and false smiles. Fluently mouth speak bitterness, the language of adoration. I'm sorry, the language of adoration, sorry. Hands winked, hands entwined, white knuckles we skip, spitting cruelties of distaste towards the future of mutual. Ah, love is grand. End poem.
Wow. Who's going to do this, Mayor Ruck?
You can, Deb.
Either
go
way,
ahead.
I don't care.
Okay, then I will start. Sweet, I love your couplets. Black mascara waterfalls cascade into the depth. Sunken cheeks, and I could—that was so visual, the tears streaming down and the mascara running into the falls. Shards of glass in our feet, refusing to retreat, we walked in the path of pain, smiling and playing pretend. There is so much gripping emotion just in that, especially in smiling and playing pretend as you walk through that pain. You took, what, 2, 4, 6, 10, 12 lines and came up with a powerhouse. And then at the end there, love is grand. I think that you did a really incredible job with this prop suite, but you always do. Rack, what did you think?
Yeah, the beautiful imagery. She always does that. She takes something that's almost repulsive and heart-wrenching, and she makes it sound like so casual. You know, the mascara imagery that you that she describes so wonderfully. I mean, that's everyone's seen it, and you know you know the unfortunateness of running mascara and the black all over the place and everything, and you know that's such a great thing to latch onto, so visceral, but I love the other part too, the peel away the petals and you'll find me, because you know that's ultimately you know what we're kind of all about, you know, we're the soft gooey center. And she does a wonderful job with this. That just you can't help but want to give her a hug. Great piece.
Awesome comment.
Thank
and how
you.
About you, Frank?
Well, I'll try to do better than that. But you left me speechless there, sweet. This poem here really does have a haunting feeling. It does have that pain there, which is palpable, which I can, you know, we can see that. But I like the whole notion there when you say flaunting a clown face of teardrops and false smiles. That's looking at, you know, that's something you're hiding there. That's something that's not so easy, you know. You know, the rest of the poem is very visceral, but in that line there and what it ends there, it's a very powerful line. Four lines, the last four lines are very powerful. But I like that whole notion there of the clown face, because it tells us not only what we see from outside, but what we need, what we're missing from inside as well. So this is it's an incredible piece here. I was very much taken aback by this poem.
Thank you, Frank.
Awesome comment. How about you, Sky?
Thank you. This is a wonderful piece. You know, like I said earlier, I'm a big fan of Pink, and I do love this song. And I think the way that you interpret it, I mean, it's so true in relationship, and I think there's so much power in relationship that is deeply what you feel in love. Sometimes it amazes me when people can turn around, and I understand perhaps an initial anger. If there was a reason why you're let down and you're breaking up, and if it ends up into a relationship that has been poisoned for some, that deep and fiery emotion that goes from deep can often turn just as dark because of that betrayal. And then again, in some relationships, you know, it's just like the ugly just comes out. I mean, it would be nice if the world would just accept things and be able to walk away civil. And I'm lucky enough to have that case in almost every relationship except for one that was very poisonous. But it always amazes me how people can just, well, in the particular relationship that I'm thinking of, how it almost seems as someone can flip a switch. And it's like all those years and all those things that were between you is just poisoned by exactly what this song is from, of meanness and of how your poem represents that. The butterflies dies and metaphor for distinct, you know, turning that sweet into sour, and those giggles and those turns into harshness, and the kindness turns into heartless. And there is a bitter language of adoration, this change.
And it can be quite devastating, especially if it's one-sided. And then it's pretty poison if it's on both sides. You can't even stay in the same room. So I think you did a great job at portraying the truth and the message of the song into your own piece. Really well done. And great show.
Thanks,
and I'm going to be heading out. Thank you.
Amazing comment. Do you have a show before you leave?
Yes, Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're playing Christmas in July. There's a bunch of old 1920, 30, 40 cartoons, just little clips. You could really do whatever you want. Watch the clip, write whatever you want. You could be inspired by the light bulb and write me about Christmas lights. It doesn't matter. Christmas in July. Come celebrate.
Sounds like fun. All right,
have a good day.
Take care. And Wayne, what did you think of Sweet's poem?
Well, I thought it was a little bit sad and dark, and it's a bad side of a romance. I don't like to see people that hurt people intentionally, or mean to people that they love. It just don't seem to me. I don't add up to me. I just can't see being mean to somebody that you love. But it just happens. I see it around here all the time. This poem kind of hurts inside. It's kind of I don't like the lifestyle, and I think all this love sucks to me. It's a great job writing wonderful couplets and great words, but it's a terrible relationship to be in. Great job.
Awesome.
Thank
comment,
you, and you're
Wayne,
right.
And,
it does suck.
One more before I read from Lady A, please.
Well, I thought this was entirely true. I loved that you began with, you know, I think we all begin a relationship and we're all showing, putting our best foot forward. And then, you know, lipstick caverns behind lost smiles, playing pretend. Strip the petals, find nothing but weeds. Between giggles and harshness, kindness and heartless. False smiles, tears. Spitting cruelties in a future of mutual destruction. How sad that we forget why we got together in the first place and the love that we feel when we are in love with that person. And slowly or quickly, it all dissolves into something we certainly did not want. And I think you've expressed this in a very real and true way, and it's hard to read it. I find it hard to read because it is the truth. And how sad, you know, for any of us that have experienced this. And I think the big thing, I remember telling young people that were getting married, you know, when they get the little piece of the paper and when you get a word of advice for them. And I've always said, you know, remember why you got married. Remember what attracted you. Remember why you love each other. Remember why you wanted to be married and spend the rest of your life with that person. I think if we remember some of those things, maybe things would be different for a lot of us. Beautiful job.
I have to agree with that, Lady A.
Did I let you comment, Frank? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, yes, I'm just sorry. I just had to comment on that.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I didn't. So, yeah, breathtaking poetry, Sweet. Like I said, that's why you're a star. And my poem, I put the link on the board. And Wayne, check your email. Okay. The art is called the artist called Cure My Tragedy, and I thought it was really cool. It somehow went with this, and the poem is called Anyway. So guess which song I wrote to. Here we go. Can you look past all the wrinkles and all the little scars, spotlighted by pearl glitter from the moon and opal stars, then hold me anyway? If the silence in the room is broken by the wails and the eyes and this voice whisper with conflicting tales, just hold me anyway. Do the knots we tied tight hold on strings binding me with you as I stomp my feet storming off from ripping you in two? But you hold anyway. At every charted boulevard that yanks me back to you, you stand weightlifting darkness with the shadows hovering over two, and you hold me anyway. In all the downs and every up, facing two lovers every day, you hold me anyway. End poem.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful piece. And I love the song Love Me Anyway. And you did a hell of a job making it your own. If the silence in the room is broken by the walls and the eyes and this voice whispered with conflicting tales, just hold me anyway. To the night, I could read this over and over again, but, you know, sometimes in relationships it's not perfect. And you can go to the dark side, kind of like my poem is, or you can go here and basically say, you know what, I'm not perfect, and there's going to be these times when I'm going to badmouth you and I'm going to scream at you and I'm going to be the most negative person you ever want. But at the end of the day, just love me and hold me because that's what I need from you. And that's what's going to happen. And in the ups and downs in life, just I'll be there. You hold me and I'll hold you. If I break every rule we've ever had, just hold me anyway. And this is just stunning and makes me cry, actually. Because there's so few people that can just be that forgiving and that loving and say, you're enough no matter what you did. You're enough. I love you. And 24 hours is gone, and I'll love you with all my heart and all my soul because tomorrow we're brand new people. And that's the way love should be. And I think this is just gorgeous. And
thank
Wayne,
you, my sweet.
Thoughts on this? Welcome.
Who'd you call?
Wayne, your thought. Wayne?
Okay, I didn't hear you say Wayne. Yeah, I love the main line in this poem. It's, hold me anyway. It's a great line. And it's a, you know, everybody gets mad at each other, and I don't see the part where you get mad at somebody, you got to be mean to them, but I reckon people do. I've seen other people across the street, they get in an argument, and she wanted to cut all his tires. I thought that's a dumb thing to do, but she thought that was the best thing to do, is cut his all started to be mad. Basically, that's being a little bit too mean. But I don't know. It's just a great poem here. It's got a great love meaning in it, and a lot of emotion. And it's absolutely true. That's what it should be. You hold me anyway. Great job, Deb.
Thank you, Wayne. It's not that often that I have a one-word title, so I had to make that title count.
And Rack and Tor, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is really beautifully emotional, Deb. You got so much wrapped in this, like I like to say, unfortunately relatable. The line about stomping your foot so that you don't walk in the way, so you don't rip them in two, you know,
yeah.
that sometimes, you know, you're not that person. And, you know, you don't want to be that person, and you need to walk away because, you know, of the circumstances. And the other person not realizing that that's why you're walking away, they chase after you anyway, and it's like, you know, I'm walking away for a reason here. But I can really appreciate the sentiment behind this. There's so much about that. You know, to me, it all comes down to understanding. You know, if it means something, even if you don't completely understand it, that's what matters the most, is because it means something to you. So, you know, that's the anyway part. You know, the reason almost doesn't matter. It's because it means something to you. That should be motivation enough, the anyway part of that. And that's, you know, a very beautiful thought. And, you know, not everyone can embrace that idea. But you did a wonderful job asking for it, I think.
Thank you so much, Rex. Great comment.
And Lady A, your thoughts?
Well, I thought that this was exactly the answer to the previous poem by you, with regard to, you know, all the wrinkles, all the scars, you know, whispering with conflicting tales, you know, the crying, the wedding vows where we tie tight hold on strings with you. I love that. And as I stomp my feet storming off, that's another one I really like, that, but you hold me anyway. I thought this was fantastic, and I love the message in it because that's really what it is. No matter what our shortcomings are, or temper tantrums, or crankiness, or whatever happens, you know, we hold each other anyway. And, yeah, I thought this was beautiful.
Thank you, Sif.
And Frank, if you want to comment.
Yes, first of all, I have to say this was just a beautiful piece here. All the poems tonight have been exceptional, right, and I have to say. The first two lines there to me is what really told me, really stood out to me in this poem here. Can you look past all the wrinkles and all the little scars? You know, the type of reverence of love you speak here, first of all, the poem is very romantic there. It's beautiful in that essence. But what you describe here, it's really an essentially a union of two souls, you know, for however long it lasts. You know, it's always there, you know. And for me, when I hear these lines here, and all downs and every ups facing two lovers every day, you hold me anyway, there is that commonality between two individuals who very much, although may have, you know, differences and problems, which are very much understandable, they always hold on to the notion of what Lady A was saying, the love, you know, the whole reason why they're together. And that's very rare to find nowadays, but what you speak of here is so beautiful, and it's something that's very envious nowadays. I thought you did a beautiful job with this poem.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm going to, your poem is up, and I am going to start your SoundCloud, right?
Thank you very much.
All right, here we go.
Mi amor, if I search for you in this world, would you still love me anyway? You told me before so many times you would never go so far away, but it feels to me like empty words, a broken promise I've heard before. Now my heart is bleeding profusely since you walked out the front door. It seems that my love wasn't enough to make you stay by my side forever, and you chose to leave me all alone when we were always just together. I know deep down you still love me, although the pain I caused you is fresh. I've heard that you love me so much that the wounds you carry peel the flesh. I can't forget the memories we created, nor the moments we laughed and cried, for I cling on to hope that one day soon the great uncertainty I have will have died, and we'll start over from where we left. Love each other with a powerful force that no one could ever break asunder, nor change the outcome of its course. Only you can make my sorrow vanish into the sea of the vanquished lovers with the mere display of your affection under the beauty of a sea's gentle covers within the tidal waves billowing suddenly. As the crescendo of my yearning grows, and I wish to be in your arms once more, knowing how much the nostalgia shows. Love me anyway, and I'll love you truly, like I loved no other woman in this life. But you have to be the one to believe. Don't let the scars cut deeper like a knife. What I say to you is no hopeless dream, when all that matters is the love we feel, pumping seamlessly through our veins. Nothing else matters, nor is a big deal. I sit upon the edge of the seashore, waiting in the harbor just for you, with paper boats floating in the sea, hoping to see you in this celestial blue. Mi amor, in the poem.
Hello. That was amazing. There I am. Wow, Frank. That was romantic and sensual, and I love only you can make my flowers vanish into the sea of vanquished lovers with the mere display of your affection under the beauty of a sea's gentle colors, with tidal waves billowing suddenly as the crescendo of my yearning grows. And I wish to be in your arms once more, knowing how much the nostalgic world shows. I just really like how you put all of this together. I love the idea of being at the sea and the docks and just, you know, how you put that together, because the sea is forever and it's constantly moving and there's motion, and you have this love, this constant love and growing and yearning and just forever. And I like also some of the lines in here, like pumping seamlessly through our veins, nothing else matters, nor is a big deal. Waiting for her on the seashore. Where's the other line? Like, love is each other's most powerful force that no one could ever break asunder. I just really love so many lines in this. And I think you did a great job with what the song is all about, too.
I appreciate that, sweet. I wrote to the same one that Deb chose there, Love Me Anyway.
Yeah. I know that song very well, too. And I like, here's another one. But the wounds you carry peel the flesh. What great imagery is that? I mean, that's incredible, great imagery throughout, too. And,
That was a song in the background there.
Yeah. The violinist you have up, right?
Yeah. And it was an instrumental. What I do is, really quickly, I go for the instrumental, of course, and that's how if I pick a song of someone, I look for the instrumental versions, and then I incorporate that to my pieces.
Nice. Lady A, your thoughts, please.
Sorry, I was on mute. Sorry. Can you hear me now? Yeah.
Yes, I
thought this was very romantic. Your voice took on a different persona. And I felt that this reminded me of Pablo Neruda, If I Search for You in This World. There was different lines that reminded me of Neruda. Of course, he's one of the greatest romantic poets and writers. But I thought that this was a very romantic piece with what was the line? And I love the reference to the sea. Although the pain I caused you is fresh, I have heard that you love me so much, but the wounds you carry peel the flesh. Like, there is an eeriness about it as well. There were several references to the ocean, where you're sitting within tidal waves billowing suddenly, the crescendo of my yearning grows. You can see the wave like the water, and there's a whole bunch of them here. And I sit upon the edge of the seashore, waiting in the harbor just for you, with paper boats floating in the sea, hoping to see you in this celestial blue. I love the references to that, but there is an eeriness about it. There was an eeriness about your voice as well, almost ghost-like. That's when I when I heard you, I felt that perhaps it was, you were depicting yourself as a ghost waiting. So that's my impression of this, and it was both beautiful and sad.
Yes, it was indeed. The first time I heard that as a ghost, but I understand that one. This was obviously a personal poem of mine. I took to the what I wrote, what I heard of the song, and I went with the lyrics of the song, and I went, of course, with the inspiration of the song. And it took me to this route here to write this piece here. And I have to say it's a beautiful, beautiful song by Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Rock and Tor, your thoughts?
Yeah, you made this uniquely yours, that it came right after Deb's. I won't say it's unfortunate, but, you know, there's some stark differences, I thought. But I liked your version as well. It was like I said, it was uniquely yours. The nautical references that Lady A mentioned were definitely the outstanding bits of this that I enjoyed most. But the idea of, you know, you brought out the tumultuous relationship, the differences between the two of you, without necessarily, you know, pointing blame or accepting blame, just, you know, that there's troubles and difficulties and, you know, we're gonna still love each other anyway, was what I took away from it. So I enjoyed it very much for that.
I appreciate that, my friend. Thank you very much, sir.
Brad, did you get my message?
Did I know?
Oh, I left you a message. Just let me know if you got it.
On AP?
Yeah. Lady A, I got yours coming to the board.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
So what I did is her new song is what I went with, and it's called All I Know So Far. So what I did was I incorporated some of verses of some of my other poems in with the song, and this is how it goes. Finally, I know. Haven't always been this way. I wasn't born a renegade. I felt alone, still feel afraid. I stumble through it anyway. I don't know how not to be me. I don't know who to be. I don't know how to reshape my soul or change my goals. I don't know how to rid myself of guilt or clean what has been spilt. All I know is how I love. My desire to give you what I was deprived of. I wish someone would have told me that this life is ours to choose. No one's handing you the keys or a book with all the rules. The little that I know I'd tell to you when they dress you up in lies and you're left naked with the truth. You throw your head back and you spit into the wind. Let the walls crack because it lets the light in. I am like a broken puppet whose eyes have fallen inside, a plaster marionette moving on command, fingertips bone exposed, dressed in onyx black robe, an ornament hung from noose destined to die. Let them drag you through hell. They can't tell you to change who you are. That's all I know so far. And when the storm is out, you run into the rain. You put your sword down, dive right into the pain. Stay unfiltered and loud. You'll be proud of that skin full of scars. That's all I know so far. That's all I know so far. Blue, black and blue, broken too. Be your authentic self. Who cares if no one else likes that authentic self that is you? Let them drag you through hell. They can't tell you to change who you are. That's all I know so far. Poem.
Freaking stunning. I love this. absolutely amazing, top-notch write. This is a powerhouse of a write. It is the middle finger to everyone, and it is absolutely the truth. I think this is one of your better writes, and I love it. Wow.
Well, thanks a lot to it, because I've incorporated, you know, if her song was there, my initial is beside the verses that belong to me, but I just felt when I heard
I know that
song.
But still.
Okay, thanks.
I'm talking about your lines, darling. I am like a broken puppet whose eyes have fallen inside, a pastor marionette moving on command, fingertips bone exposed, dressed in onyx black robe, an ornament hung from nooses destined to die. Wow. That's incredible. You just incorporated everything that she wrote and made it, you know what, screw them. Why didn't someone tell me? Why didn't somebody say, hey, this is not what's going to happen. This is what, you know, blue, black, and blue, broken to be your authentic self. Who cares if no one else likes that authentic self that is you? You're going to be you. I think this is just beautiful. I really do. I like how you interwove everything that you've been through, everything that you are, and you put it into this song and said, I am part of this. I am here. I understand this. I can be this. And you really incorporated those lyrics into your heart and into your soul and said, I am too. I understand. I've been here. I live here. And this is me. And I really like the rawness of this, the raw truth of this.
Thank you.
Well done, Lady. Rack, you've got anything to say?
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing when someone is proud enough to be themselves. That individuality is, I think, what draws people to each other. Stifling that is to me, is a crime. You kind of need to be yourself, and everyone loves to be adored, and I think that's why some people are afraid of being themselves, because they think people aren't going to like them for who they are. But the attitude of I don't care if you like me or not. I am what I am. I am who I am. It's a beautiful thought, and it's one that not everyone is comfortable with, and it's not so easy to wrap your mind around it sometimes because of the negative feedback you get, or you sometimes get, I should say. But, sometimes people surprise you. And, at the end of the day, at least for me, I find that, the more honest you are about who you are, the more fruitful, the more they hate you.
No, it's not alone in the world.
The more productive your relationships are, because if you're honest about who you are, you're going to attract the same kinds of people, rather than the people that aren't like that. And I think that's more productive. That's what I was trying to say. Not the more that people hate you. The people that don't like how you're acting are going to run the other way. Which is fine, because that's not what you want in your life. You want the people that are similar. Anyway, I really appreciate
no,
it.
I think
yeah,
that this
I,
song
I,
to me really jumped out at me, and it's my theme song now.
Beautiful.
I love this song for you. I really do. I think it's like raise your flag and screw them all.
Yeah,
I love this so much. I mean, it just resonates for me for you.
Thanks.
I love, especially the last stanza. Two stanzas between you and her are just brilliant. Let them drag you through hell. They can't tell you to change who you are. That's all I know so far.
Yeah. I can't be someone that I'm not.
And nor should you be.
And that should be enough for anyone.
This should be your mantra every day. Or play
yep.
that song in your ear every morning. I love this
yeah, you
song.
Guys
this one has gotten
put
me
in
through
there.
So many things.
Thank you very much.
You're beautiful, and you know it. If you don't know it, I'll tell you.
Thanks.
God. If you're not a fan of Pink or you don't listen to her a lot, there are so many songs of hers that are inspiring and and beautiful
yeah.
and just amazing. I'll have to send you my list. I've
Thank
got
you.
A list.
Yeah, there's
right.
a black
I have
list and
one.
A pink
list. It's my pink list, that's right. I have one more. I have one more poem that I'm going to read. And unfortunately, he had a bunch of fireworks going on. He had a bunch of fireworks going on, and he was going to read for me, and he didn't get to. So I'm going to do it for him. And that was my lovely Wayne. So here we go. Awaken This Morning by Wayne Jett. Sense of lilac in early morning dawn. Take a deep breath, wake up, yawn. Open my eyes, because she has no shame. Haunting me in the same old game. Erotic images rapidly engulf my brain. Angel through the door, the perfect time. Dreams just had, not as good as this. Feeling like I'm in heavenly bliss. Her nighttime attire slowly graces the floor. No longer wanting to sleep anymore. She has the advantage. Why should I care? My lust has a great as a hungry grizzly bear. Feel the brush of the dust on my leg. Pray she won't punish or make me beg. Like a psychic, she can tell my fate. It's now no secret. She knows I can't wait. With a gentle touch, she can never met another that was such a man. It's uncanny how she knows what to do. There's no one in the world I'd rather do. With hands overhead, she simply ties. Roughly snaps a blindfold over my eyes. Feel the painful slaps in between cries. Wanting to know why I tell my lies. Well, you should never lie, Wayne. That's as much as she there is. Never, ever lie. See what happens when you lie? We tie you up and smack you around. Oh, that's a great poem, Wayne, because always going to get slapped. Bad, bad men, bad, bad liars. I love your humor, Wayne. It's always funny, and you never get what you think you're going to get out of Wayne. Great poem, dude. Raph, you got thoughts on this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it reminds me of a joke that I'm not going to go into, but the punchline is, you know, don't you listen to them sheep. Sheep lie. Yeah, it always comes out in the end when you lie, and you know, it's never a good thing. I think it makes things worse, but, you know, I know that's not the moral of the story, or maybe it is in your instance, I don't know. It's hard to follow sometimes with you. Maybe you're just being funny, but, you know, I love when you're funny, I love when you're serious, and, you know, you do both well. This was emotional, and, I almost want to say, you know, contemplative, because you're kind of getting what you deserve. So, you know, maybe you'll learn your lesson, maybe you won't, and there'll be more Wayne poems to follow. Take care. Good night, Wayne.
Good night, Wayne. And Lydia, your thoughts?
I can't really talk right now.
Okay, baby.
But I love Wayne.
Well, I'm getting ready to say goodnight. I've gone through all of my poetry. We've had a lovely night with Pink. I love you all. I want to thank everybody that's been here tonight. It's been a blast and a half. I, of course, want to thank Barack and Tor, who's been with me the whole night. I want to thank Sky for stopping by for my hour of pleasure. I want to thank Deborah B. I want to thank my VTA. I want to thank Frank. I want to thank
Stephen.
Am I missing Frank? Stephen Zadit. Well, Stephen K for writing for me. I had a great time with everyone that did write for me. Let me see if I get back in that world. My writers, Stephen and Kay and Deb and Frank and Wayne and Sweet Pea. Oh, yeah, that's me. All of you that wrote for tonight's show. We had a really good time. I love you all. I can't do this without you. You guys rock my world. My show is next week after 4th of July. Hope everybody has a safe and wonderful 4th of July. It was, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Stay safe. I'm going to Lander, Wyoming, my favorite place to be on 4th of July. Everywhere in this country is a great place to be on 4th of July. I love you all. And Lady A, I don't know what day you guys have that is equivalent for 4th of July, but
today, Canada Day.
Is today Canada Day?
Today's Canada Day.
May
I tell you what was special about it besides it being Canada Day? Usually
yes,
there's huge celebration.
Yes, please tell me. I didn't know they were this close to today. Are they really that close
together?
Canada Day and 4th of July Day?
Yep.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And usually there's huge celebrations like the 4th of July right across the country. And this year there were no celebrations. The flags were flying at half-mast. Because they were honoring those 215 children that were found buried, and they've made a stand to...
Oh, I read about that.
So I'm doing, on Saturday, on the 3rd, I'm doing an open mic and reading some poetry, and we're honoring them as well.
Wow, that was very sad. Yeah, that's... Very cool that you're doing that open mic. Unfortunately, I will be and
it's just really heartwarming to know that the whole country from East Coast to West Coast are all unified with this, you know. It's really crazy.
That's a celebration in itself. That
yes.
is humanity coming together, and that is endearing and amazing, and go Canada. That's a celebration in itself. That is an incredible group of people. And I commend you. For every Canadian, I stand and I salute you. I truly, truly do. What a wonderful country.
It is. Thank you so much. And happy 4th of July to all of you.
Thank you. Next year, you have to remind me that Canada Day and 4th of July are so close together, and we will do a show together to celebrate our freedoms and our days together. Just remind me,
okay.
because I think that will be a blast for this show. Okay?
Okay. Except
right,
I was not allowed telling
a
Canadian joke.
I will not let Hatter tell a Canadian joke. Okay?
Hey, love you.
I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.
Oh, night-night.
Thank you for using Blog Talk night. Radio.
Bye.
Bye. Blog Talk.